Means, oh, I see. We'd love that sheet of paper to be the sort of paper, the piece of paper that people stick in their Bible or stick on their fridge, just to keep reminding us of God's vision for what church is. Just quickly, what was the biggest thing that struck your group about what it is to be a member of a church? Has anyone particularly struck by something? What was the biggest thing that struck this group? No, nothing. What? Number five. No, but in what way? Yeah, the temple is a place of, yeah. Even if that person is your spouse, hypothetically speaking. Yeah, we belong to one another. I can't, if there's poison in my foot, the rest of the body can't, you know, pretend it's not there. What about anything from groups over here? One big thing you were struck by? At the back, Jackie. There's a lot about commitment to one another. Imagine being a sort of not very committed brick in a building, or not very committed kneecap in a leg. Doesn't work, does it? We are bound to one another. But the flip side of that is how good to be part of this. It's not just all, got to be committed, but I need them and they need me. Paul, what were you going to say? It was a great vision of a sort of a shin bone trying to climb up a hill all by itself, you know. It's just really, not particularly great vision. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Just before lunch, turn over the sheet. Again, this is a work in progress. What we've tried to do is answer the question that people often ask, people with no church background or people who are hazy about what church is, what it means to be part of a local church. People say, what is expected of me? And what can I expect, you know, from church if I throw in my lot with them? And on this piece of paper is our sort of attempt to answer that question. When people say, go on, what does it mean to belong to Emmanuel? What do you want of me? What am I supposed to give? What will you give me? So here is an attempt to make the biblical material we've just looked at concrete in the life of Emmanuel. Now, some will say, well, I'm not even a Christian. I can't agree with any of the whole of that first section. Emmanuel stands on the fundamental truths of Christianity as revealed in the Bible, including that the document there is just, it's one that the UCCF use, it's one that New Word Alive use, it's a kind of non-denominational description of fundamental Christian truths, but church is the holy temple founded on Christ, so any church is founded on the truth of Christ. But some people may say, well, I don't even believe that stuff yet. Others may say, well, you know, I do believe that stuff, but I wouldn't call myself a member of Emmanuel. I'm not sure I've landed on Emmanuel yet. Well, we're saying, yep, we don't have a membership policy. There is no document we have to sign. We're just saying, this is what we aspire to as a church that is trying to be biblical. These are the beliefs and the behaviors that we think the Bible calls us to. And we're very aware of the ways in which we fall short of this, but this is the sort of people we would love to be. And I hope that we're going to read it through in a moment. I hope you'll stick it on your fridge or whatever and go, yay, how good it is to be part of a church where people are living like this. I need people to be like this to me, and amazingly, they need me. I'm valuable. So it starts with founding our life together on the truth of the gospel, and it starts not so much by being a member of Emmanuel, but by being a Christian. Being a Christian means, do you see, about a third of the way down, that by the grace of God, we put our lives into the hands of Christ, and we trust him as Savior, and we belong to him as Lord. And being a Christian means that by the grace of God, we're committed to Christ's mission to build his worldwide church to the glory of God. You see, before we're committed to Emmanuel, we're committed to Christ and his worldwide mission. And the Christ we're committed to is the Lord of the universe. So I can't be a Christian and not be committed to his worldwide mission. I can't say, well, I'm a Christian and it's a kind of club I'm a part of and it's just for me. But the good news is we're not called to take part in his mission alone. We're called to join a local gathering of his worldwide church. And that's what Emmanuel is, a local manifestation of his worldwide church. It's very hard to belong in that committed sort of way to people in general, the church in general. I show my commitment to the church in general by being committed to these real people, these kind of difficult real people I have to live alongside. So being members of Emmanuel means that by the grace of God, we won't do it alone, it'll be by his grace, we want to bring glory to God by being a church that grows in maturity and numbers. Our vision is not just to fill a hall, but to grow a church that will grow more churches to his glory. I hope everyone knows that. Our vision is not just to fill this gym and say, job done. It's much bigger than that. It has to be. Not because we've got kind of delusions of grandeur and want to build an empire. It's nothing to do with that at all. It's because we want him to be glorified. Imagine 32 churches in Bristol, if that's what the maths is, in the next 25 years. We accept that growth and maturity in maturity numbers will be challenging and costly. You ready for that? Of course it will be. If we say we want to start a club for about, 100 people, and then that's fine, and we'll just make them people we like, and we'll just do things that we think are fun, that's not church. So the sort of growth that the Lord Jesus calls us to in maturity means I've got to change the way I live, and in numbers means there'll be new people around and more people, means we'll have to do things differently and maybe split off and plant. Well, that's going to be challenging and costly. Are you up for that? And we're committed to the sort of growth that brings glory to God by, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take in and live out God's word. We want to be transformed by his word. We're going to be praying because we depend on him for all things. We will be there. The power of just being there for one another, Sunday by Sunday, is very, very powerful, not to be underestimated. We will serve. You get that sort of thing in the Corinthians and the Ephesians picture of using our gifts to build up the body. We will love each other enough to carry one another's burdens, encourage, correct, rebuke, and go after one another. In other words, we totally belong to one another, which means what's going on in your life is something I can't just go, well, that's just them. You are part of me. So when you're sorrowful, that affects me. And when you're rejoicing, that affects me. But also when you are fooling around with sin, that affects me. And when I'm fooling around with sin, that affects you. We need each other desperately. And because we're English, we don't like that. We don't like the idea of loving each other enough to encourage one another, to rebuke one another, correct one another, share our lives with one another. We don't like that. But that is the biblical picture. And actually, it's a lovely thing to be part of. I desperately need someone to run after me when I walk into sin. We'll be committed to guarding our unity in Christ. Church will not be healthy if we are divided. So we'll avoid gossip. We'll deal with one another with grace and humility. And rather than grumbling about Emmanuel, we'll take our concerns to the steering team. Gossip and grumbling are the two great devices of the evil one to destroy a church. People gossip away. And people grumble. They say things like, well, you see what they're doing. And it begins that we and they language. I don't like the way they are doing it. And all of a sudden you've got a division between the leadership and the rest of the congregation. And that just kills the church because everyone's energy is taken up on sort of troubleshooting what the problem is. And actually church is we. So when we grumble about they, we've fundamentally misunderstood church. It's what are we doing together? And if there are things that the leadership are doing that you've got concerns about, come and see us because we need your help desperately. So it's a grumbling is a divisive and a dangerous thing. That's not saying that we've got it all right. We're not saying you can't say we've got anything wrong. There are loads of things we've got wrong, but don't grumble about it. Let's work it out together and let's put it together. Put it right together. What are we going to do about it? Giving money will be a mark of being committed to that sort of growth. And that means we'll sit down and we'll plan to give sacrificially. Money is a spiritual matter. And what I do with my money is one of the most revealing things about where my heart lies. And we'll be committed to reaching out to the lost. See, they will put their needs before our own preferences. There's nothing as paralyzing to a church as when we just do it how we want to do it and don't think of them. It's why it was really good that some of the comments were, let's keep our Sunday meetings accessible to visitors. We've got to keep watching that. And then for the sake of reaching the lost, we'll be firm on the essentials of the gospel, but flexible in the way we do church. We're prepared to be rock solid on the gospel, but prepared to change everything else. You know, if 4 o'clock doesn't seem like such a good time to reach the lost, we'll change the time. If we've got to meet in a different place, we'll meet in a different place. We'll do what it takes. We'll be flexible about our culture as a church. We'll be rock solid on the gospel. And if any one of us needs to leave Emmanuel, we're committed to doing all we can to help them to leave well and settle happily into a new church family. We put that in because sometimes people just sort of slide away under a cloud because they've got good reasons for leaving. Sometimes it's personal reasons. Sometimes, well, they're just leaving, as in they're moving. They're moving town. And they just slide away and think, what's ever happened to... And that's not healthy. And it's a good thing to be able to say, look, these are reasons why I'm going to be moving, either moving church for these reasons. I've got a local church that I've got an opportunity to go and serve in. Brilliant. Let's talk about it. Let's send you in a good way rather than a kind of under a cloud way. And if you're moving to another town, talk to people here and say, I'm going. Will you pray for me? Will you help me? So I think that area of when people leave a church can be quite painful and kind of disorientating for people. People don't quite know what's gone on. Well, when you're part of a body and you've really been connected with people, leaving is painful. So we'll need to sort of do that thing carefully and together. Because sometimes it can just be a kind of wrench. You think, well, where's the arm gone? Well, we know the arm has gone to Sheffield. And we can pray for the arm. So that's a kind of aspirational piece of paper, which again, we would love to see on people's fridges or tucked in your Bible. You're saying, what does it mean to be part of this church? Well, this is something of what it means. This is it's a work in progress, this document. We'll want to kind of hone it. But if you say, what are expectations? These are our expectations of one another. It's not like my expectations of you. These are our expectations of one another. This is what we think church should be like. And I just think it's a great thing to be part of. Church like that. Questions after lunch, but now it's lunchtime. Are there particular instructions we need to give David and Joshua? Is it really, really obvious because there is all the food? Brilliant. Thank you very, very much indeed. And why don't... What? Great. And we're back together again at 2. And Susanna and Tim want to share some things with us at kind of bang on 2, because they've got to go off to the cathedral. So for their sakes and our sakes, let's really be ready at kind of like 3 minutes to 2 to roll. Okay, I'm going to pray and then we'll dive into lunch. Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that we have been called to him. And we thank you that it's his church that we are part of. He is its foundation, the capstone. He is its head. And he is the one who brings growth. Pray that he would be at the center of our life together. Pray that you'd show each one of us what it means to belong to his body. What a challenge that is, but also what a privilege. And we pray now for our time over lunch. We thank you so much for this food that you have provided. Thank you for those who've served the body by making it. And we pray that the conversations we have and the fun we have would all be honoring in your sight. It would be fitting those who are your holy temple. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.